So I'm Daphne David. I was born and raised in Switzerland. I'm also Greek. I love chocolate. I'm a chocoholic. Hi, I'm Daphne. I'm a chocoholic. That's probably from my Swiss heritage, but I do love chocolate. Everything about New York inspires me. It's like a chipset melting pot of all these cultures. I love walking down the street and listening to all these different languages. Walking down the street and smelling everything that's out there. And really, it always brings it back to the whole story. From the restaurant to a coffee in the morning to, you know, just the food court. that's just a melting pot of everything. I love the fast pace. I love the energy, really. My real first experience with fragrance was through my mother, who was wearing all of these fabulous fragrances growing up and really creating an identity for herself. And I remember her trail left after she was going out at night and remembering that smelled like mom, for example. That was one of them. And the other one was a very pungent smell of the orange trees in Greece, which every time I smell this brings me back there. My favorite scents, I love rose and the fresh, dewy, wet, petally aspect and delicate of the rose. In America, it's not considered as in the same way. It's considered old-fashioned actually here. I just love it. I love that freshness, clean scent. And I have the opposite. I love the opulent, heavy, oriental type of fragrances, such as vanilla or spices mixed together, or chypre. They really bring the warmth sometimes in the fragrance and that complexity and a beautiful layer. I'm a big dreamer. So for me to get inspired, I have to get out there and really see new things to bring back the creativity and the thought process. So I'm really interested in what's going on in the art world or any type of medium that can bring something to us. And that's what I track. I track that during the day and see the newness and try to bring that newness to and apply it to maybe ingredients or trends. I would just recommend to always be curious and stay curious. Just always look for new cool things and remain curious, I think.